Okay. Continuing, we're closing in our knowing the weapons of spiritual warfare.
私たちは前回終わったところが、
knowing spiritual warfare. The
weapons of spiritual warfare. 霊的な戦いの武器を知るということでしたが、
Pastor could not just end there and start a new month without finishing.
パスターはまだこのレッスンは終わらずに来月、今月のまたレッスンにないので、先月のレッスンをしっかり終わらせていきたいと思います。
Because this is a very empowering, thing that we've been learning, and so we must finish it.
これはとても力強い教えなので、私たちはこれをしっかり終わらせていきたいと思います。
But I'm going to ask you a question first, just to recap.What is one of our greatest weapons?
皆さん、偉大なこの武器とは何でしたか?
What is our greatest weapon?
最大の。
Okay, love. The word of God, love.
愛の言葉、愛です。
Love. Without love,
愛なしでは?
Pretty much we can't do anything. We're not going to obey.
私たちは従うことはできないんです。
So, all right, let's get into it.I was talking about before I started. Pastor told me to do some things that I've been wanting to do, because I believe that in order to really pray these effectively, this prayer, make this put the armor of God on as a prayer.
この神の武具を身につけるという祈りを。
Like I said, we need to be clean apart.
私たちはこのまず心を清めないといけません。
And Psalms 139 and 23 and 24 is a perfect prayer that you can do. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
139-23 です。神よ、私を探り、私の心を知ってください。私を調べ、私の思い煩いを知ってください。私のうちに傷のついた道があるかないかを見て、私を常しえの道に導いてください。
Amen.We cannot do anything, and we cannot be effective Christians without seeking for a pure heart.
私たちはこのクリスチャンとして本当に影響を与えるためですから、ためには本当に神を求めないといけないんです。
John 15, and we're going to go to John 15. I'm going to read some scriptures about our heart and how our heart is supposed to be.
今日は心についての聖句を読んでいきたいと思います。
Because I can believe, I know from the Word of God that we can run into trouble.If we don't have a pure heart.
私たちがこの問題が起こるというのはこの心が純粋でないといけない。
So, John 15,
ヨハネ15です。
Verse 4.
15の4です。
Abide in me and I in you, and the branch cannot bear fruit, and as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in a vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me.
ヨハネ15の4です。私にとどまりなさい。私もあなた方の中にとどまります。枝がブドウの木についていなければ、枝だけでは実を結ぶことができません。同様に、あなた方も私にとどまっていなければ、実を結ぶことはできません。
You cannot, if you're not abiding in God,
もしあなたが神につながっていなければ、
then you don't have love,
あなたは愛を持っていません。
And then the weapons of the warfare will be ineffective.
あなたのこの霊的な戦いの武器は効果を表しません。
Let's stay connected to God.
なので神とつながってないといけないんです。
Okay, out of that 4, we're going to 14 now. I want to read 14.
ヨハネ14です。
This is a powerful statement to me because God calls us his friends. 14 of 15. John 15.
15の14に行きたいと思います。
Ye are my friends if ye do whatever I command you.
私があなた方に命じることをあなた方が行うならあなた方は私の友です。
He's our friend.
彼は友なんです。
He doesn't just love us and forgive us and is saving us. He actually says he's our friend.
彼は私たちを愛し私たちを許し
forgave us
私たちを許してくれるんです。それが友なんです。
Sorry. And we're going to go to Matthew 5 and 8.
マタイの5の8です。
Matthew 5 and 8. And then we're going to do Matthew 12 also. Matthew 5 and 8 says, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
5の8です。心の清いものは幸いです。その人たちは神を見るから。
The Bible is literal.
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 聖書にはこう書いてあります。
That means that God says that if you have a pure heart, then we shall see God. That He means what He said. It's a blessing.
私たちは清い心のものは神を見ることができますと書いてます。
So let's try to keep our heart pure.
私たちはこの清い心じゃないです
か。So let's go to 12 of Matthew. We're going to go to 35 and 36.
マタイ12の35、36です。
A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures bringeth forth evil things. 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment.
12の35です。良い人は良い蔵から良いものを取り出し、悪い人は悪い蔵から悪いものを取り出すものです。私はあなた方にこう言いましょう。人はその口にするあらゆる無駄な言葉について裁きの日には言い開きをしなければなりません。
And one more. First Peter,
第1ペテロです。
1 Peter 1:22
です。
Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truthThrough the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
あなた方は真理に従うことによって魂を清め、偽りのない兄弟愛を抱くようになったのですから、互いに心から熱く愛し合いなさい。
So we're not supposed to love God, but we're supposed to love one another.
私たちが神を愛するということは他の人々も同じように愛するんです。
That's keeping us.Closer and closer to having a pure heart.
それが私たちをどんどんどんどんこの清い心に近づけてくれます。
All right. Now that we've read the scriptures about keeping ourselves pure, loving one another, and all those things,
私たちは他の人々をこの愛する。
Just a brief. And I take prayers. You can always song verses. I always can make it personal to you. You can add your name, make it personal, like Psalms 139.
この聖句を読むときに個人的に自分の名前を入れて読んでみてください。
Okay. Make it personal. All right, let's go to Acts 19 and 14. This is knowing the weapons of spiritual warfare.
19:14-15 です。
Pastor did an illustration last week with Brother Kian up here and him.
牧師さんは先週ここでこのブラダーキャンとこのデモンストレーションしてくれました。
Pastor was the devil, right?
牧師さんが悪魔の役をやって。
And so he enticed, teased, tried to get him to go his way.
悪魔は、キャンさんをこの捉えようとこの捉えしました。
And then Pastor made, you know, an example of that. We told him to sit down.Then he still tried to come to him sneakily and he wouldn't stop.
パスターは一回この座ってちょっといかにもやらないよっていう風にしてそれでも急に踊ってかかってる。
The devil never gives up.
悪魔は決して諦めないんです。
He never gives up. He just tries new tactics.
彼悪魔決して諦めることなく新しい方法でどんどんどんどん試みてきます。
This week it could be.It could be one thing, and next week it could be a broke down car. Then the car breaks down. Then somebody gets sick in the family, and somebody dies. I mean, it can just it, these things can cause.
また今週とは違う問題を来週持ってきて、来週は車をが動かなくしてみたり、この家族に病気を与えてみたり、どんどんどんどん違う問題を。
And the enemy can use these distractions. That's what they are: distractions.Worries, they're distractions. They mean they take your mind off of God because you're over here.
悪魔はこのあなたを心配させることによってあなたの思いをその何心配事に向けさせるんです。
To cause you temptation.
あなたを誘惑に合わすんです。
Okay? He can cause you. That's the time that he will use to cause temptation.
あなた誘惑に合わす。
When you're tired,
疲れさせたり。
When you're weak,
弱くしたり。
When you're sick,
病気にしたり。
When you got a lot of stress on your mind from work and worrying of,
このストレスを与えて、この仕事のこととか、この思い。
And you're not keeping your mind in peace,
あなたの思いに平安を残さないようにしたり。
That's the time he can use, he can, that's the time the enemy will use things to entice you to temptation, to sin.
悪魔その時を使って、あなたをどんどん誘惑に、この誘惑をします。
You need to be aware of these things.We need to be aware. We need to know these things.
私たちはこれを、ダオのことを知らなければいけません。
All right, Acts 19:14-15 says, And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew of chiefs of the priests, which did so. And 15, And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?
使徒行伝19:14-15 です。そういうことをしたのは、ユダヤの祭司長、スケワという人の7人の息子たちであった。
Are you...
すると悪霊が答えて自分はイエスを知っているしパウロもよく知っているけれどお前たちは何者だと言った。
The question here is, are you somebody that the kingdom of Satan would know or be worried about?
あなたはこの悪魔の王国に仕えている人たちを誰かは知っていますか、もしくはそれらの人のことを心配していますか。
Pastor wants to know, what, are you in the, are you...Somebody the kingdom of Satan would know,
あなたは誰が悪魔に仕えているか知っていますか
or be worried about.
それについて心配していますか。
I hope you're all thinking right now that the Satan should be worried about you. He should be worried about you.
彼らはあなたのことを心配しています。
Because you're going to arm yourself.
なぜならあなた自身が武具をつけているからです。
Satan needs to be worried about you guys.
悪魔はあなた方のことについて心配でいいのか、気にかけてるんです。
You need to be a, okay, you need to be a threat to the, to Satan. Threat.
引っ掛ける。悪魔あなた引っ掛けようとしてるんです。
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sister. Luke 22, let's go on about,
Luke 22
です。31 to 33. And I'm reading the Amplified because the pastor wants me to. Simon, Simon Peter, listen. Satan has asked excessively.That all of you be given up to him out of the power and keeping of God, that he might sift all of you like grain.
ルカの1です。主は言われました。シモン、シモン、見なさい。悪魔はあなたをのことを望んでいます。あなたをふるいにかけようと望んでいます。
But I have excuse me. But I have prayed especially for you, Peter, that your own faith may not fail. And when you yourself have turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren.
しかし私はあなたのために祈りま、あなたの信仰がなくならないように祈りました。だからあなたを立ち直ったら兄弟たちを力づけてやりなさい。
And Simon Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death.
シモンはイエスに言った。主よご一緒ならどうであろうと死であろうと覚悟はできております。
はい。In this story here, we're talking about this.
私たちこの話について話していくと。
Jesus is telling him that Satan wants to sift you as wheat.
ここではイエスはこの言ってるんです。あなたのことをこのふるいにかけようとしてるんですか。
He doesn't care about us.
彼は私たちのことなんか気に
していません。He wants us dead.
ただ彼は私たちが
dead.
死ぬことを望んでるんです。
And Jesus said, I pray that your faith fail not.
イエスは私たちの信仰がなくならないように祈ったんです。
And that's what we...
弱らないように。
And that's what we need to pray, that our faith fails not when we're in this battle for our we're in this spiritual warfare. And when you're strengthened, then you need to strengthen your brethren. So, because we need each other. Sometimes when we're at home, our brothers and sisters go through things at night and have bad dreams or nightmares or things like that. And sometimes they may call you, and what are you going to say to them?
もしこの兄弟姉妹たちが夜とかに悪い夢を見たり、いろんな何かがあったときに、あなたはこの彼らに何と言うでしょう。
Oh, I'm sorry.
ごめんなさい。気の毒に。
No, we're not. You're not going to say it. You're going to pray for them.
そうじゃなくて、あなたは彼らのために祈るんです。
Because you're strengthened, now you need to strengthen them. They're weak. Now you pray for them, and they can be strengthened.
あなたは今力強いのですから、この弱っている兄弟たちのために、
God purposely put that in there to tell us, to show us an example. They're all at different levels. Some of us know more than others know. We're all the same to God. But that's why God put scripture in there to show us an example that we're supposed to help each other. To teach each other, to guide each other.
なので神は私たちにこの成功を通して、見本を見せてるんです。お互いを助けるようにと。
Pastor and I can't take all the calls of people who are going through things.
牧師さんだけではみんなが通るもすべてのものをケアすることができない。
Sometimes you can call your brother or sister. Sometimes the next day they
時々あなたは兄弟姉妹に電話したり、次の日に電話したり。
You may arrange to come meet here in church and pray together in church.
そしてお互いに教会に集まってお祈りしたり。
That's awesome.
これは素晴らしいことです。
That's awesome.
これは素晴らしいことなんです。
This is the church. This is where you need to come. If you need to come with your brother or sister to pray together.
これが兄弟なんです。このなので共に集って兄弟姉妹集まって祈ることを。
Because sharpened is iron sharpened, the Bible says.
鋭いものは鋭いもの
に変わります。So when we get together, brother and sister together, we not only strengthen each other, but it also gives glory to God.
お互い兄弟兄弟姉妹は姉妹でお互いに何高め合うで高め合うんです。
Amen. Second, well, Pastor, he wanted to know what have you been doing to make sure.Where you live, work is spiritually clean.
あなたはどこでどのように生きているの?
How have you safeguarded and protected your home?
どのようにお家を守るのか?
Room, family,
部屋を守るのか、家族を守るのか?
From spiritual attacks.
霊的な戦いか、あ、霊的な攻撃から。
How?
どのようにするんでしょう?
Pastor, let me, this is open forum, so please tell me how, is anybody doing anything to protect their home?
どのように皆さんはお家を?
We're Christians here. Somebody's got to tell me. I've taught the ladies some stuff, so I hope one of them raise their hand.
だから子供たちが学校に行く前にまた、自分たちがどこかに行く前にまた帰ってきてからもこの祈るんです。
Moses, yeah.
この神の血を自分のドアの、縁に塗ることで何物も入ってくることができない。
Amen. Anybody else protect their home?
他に自分の家を守るためには。
Nobody else protects their home.
皆さんお家を守らないんですか?
Yes, sir, Pastor. Amen. Amen. That's right. He even stands outside and prays for his village every day.
自分の村を、町のために町を祈っています。
Amen. Okay, so I can see that the statistics in here of people who are praying. Well, do you pray over your home? Number of people who answer that they pray over their, that they protect their home. I can see that it's low. He told me, do you? Okay, she does. All right, and nobody else. Nobody else. All right, then this is why we're going to get into this. Because if you're not protecting your home, what is the point? Your home is supposed to be your sanctuary. It's a sanctuary from the world. It's like church. It's like when you go to your home, you make it a place where Jesus dwells. So if you're not praying in your home, how do you know Jesus is even there? That's right, in your home, right? Their home, right? Amen. You know, Jesus will find somewhere else to go. So we don't want him to be homeless. Being a Christian, he should dwell in everyone's home. There is no excuse that God doesn't live in your house. Excuse. Unless you didn't know. And we're going to get into that now. I'm going to help some people who might not have known how to pray for their house. This is very important, so let's get into it. You guys are really good. You guys always have paper and pencils out, so I don't have to worry so much. I've got to hurry up because we have birthday night. Okay, we're going to be getting into this. Because, what do you pray? If you're praying for your home, who can give me an example? What do you pray besides Sister Bobby? She already answered that question. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Well, let's. I'm gonna give you some examples. Let's talk about what the Bible says about praying in the home.
聖書でどのようにお家のために祈るかということを見せていきたいと思います。
Okay. First, I'm going to talk about. I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17.
第1テサロニケ5:5の17です。
This is one of the reasons why we should always be praying because of the scripture. This is one of the reasons why we should always be praying.
なぜ私たちが常に祈るのかという理由がここに書いてます。
Excuse me. I'm in the rush. It says what? Pray without ceasing.
絶えず祈りなさい。
Be unceasing in prayer. Praying, persevering. Continually praying.
続けて祈りなさい。
Meaning, I told the ladies you could pray while you're washing the dishes.
お皿を洗いながら祈ったり。
You mean that when you're at work, you could pray at your desk.
この仕事をしながらこのデスクで祈ったり。
You could be praying on your tongue. Nobody has to hear you praying.
あなたが誰にも聞こえないんですが、何祈るってるっていいの。
While you're walking, while you're shopping.
歩きながら買い物しながら。
And you should pray while you're at work.
あなたはこの仕事しながら。
A lot of people's jobs are stressful.
多くの人の仕事がとてもストレス。
But the Bible says to pray without ceasing.
けど聖書では絶えず祈りなさいって言ってます。
Doesn't mean you go around walking around speaking in tongues.
その意味は何？
That's not what I'm talking about.
常にこの異言で話し、祈りなさいっていうことではないんです。
Because God even hears the prayers that we're saying in our head.
この思いの中でも祈るんです。
We don't make a spectacle of ourselves.
主体するでいい。
Big show of ourselves.
自分自身を見せる。
Okay, so let's get into this. Exodus 12 and 13. Let's talk. I'm going to give you a little history. Exodus 12 and 13, like Bobby said, and the scripture in the Bible talks about what we're going to be doing in your teaching. What I'm going to teach you tonight to do in your homes and over your neighborhood. Exodus 12 and 13.
12 の13です。
And the blood shall be shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, and when I smite the land of Egypt.
12-13 です。あなた方のいる家の地はあなた方のために印となる。私はその地を見てあなた方のところを通り越そう。私がエジプトの地を打つときあなた方に滅びの災いは起こらない。
This is an example for us today. This is what she was talking about, that when Moses, when Pharaoh was, when all the plagues were sent out, one of the last plagues was the death. And Moses had all disciples, had all Israelites in the house with him, and he took the lamb's blood and put it over the doorpost as was commanded to him by God.
モーセはこの神の命令に従って死の霊というのが入らないようにこの、羊の血を自分のこのお家の壁のドアに塗ったんです。
Because all the firstborn sons were going to be killed that night.
なぜならその夜に最初の、第一のウイゴでいいの、ウイゴをこのウイゴを殺す霊が来たから。
And the spirit passed from their house.
その霊たちがお家の間を通っていって。
And I can imagine they heard people crying and wailing because all of a sudden babies and sons were dropping dead.
そして、想像がつきます。このみんなが泣き叫んでいるところが、なぜなら子供たちがどんどん自分たちの子供。
But that home was protected.
けどその塗られているお家は守られてたんです。
Okay, let's give you some more scripture and then we're going to talk about what I'm talking about. Leviticus 8 and 30.
レビ記です。8.
This is about the blood.
8-13 です。30.
8 and 30.
30です。
And Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon the garments and upon his sons. And upon his son's garments with him, and sanctified Aaron, and his garments and his son, and his son's garments with him.
それからモーセは注ぎの油と祭壇の上の血を取り、それをアロンとその装束、彼と共にいるその子らとその装束の上に振りかけて、アロンとその装束、彼と共にいるその子らとその装束を聖別した。
This is where the oil that we use here.
私たちはここに
pray for people, and we also use this to pray in the houses.
みんなを祈るために使ってるのと、
we believe in faith.
信仰によってです。
And we plead the blood of Jesus over our houses.
この自分のお家にこのイエスの血を塗るんです。
And I will get into that a little bit more. But let's go to Revelation 12.
Revelation. 黙示録の
In 11.
And we're going to
start talking
about this. Revelation
12
and 11.
12-11. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the habitation of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he has knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Is that? 12, 11, 12. 兄弟たちは子羊の血と自分たちの証の言葉のゆえに彼に打ち勝った。彼らは死に至るまでの命をもう惜しまなかった。それゆえ天とその中に住む者たち、喜びなさい。しかし地と海とには災いが来る。悪魔が自分の時の短いことを知り、激しく怒ってそこに下ったからである。
Okay.It was 11. I'm sorry. It's 11. I'm reading it. I'm realizing this is the wrong scripture. It's the verse that's there above.
Okay.
11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
兄弟たちは子羊の血と自分たちの証の言葉のゆえに彼に打ち勝った。彼らは死に至るまでも命を惜しまなかった。
I'm going to tell you what I was preparing you for. Because in your house, Brother John, the first thing you need to do all the time
あなたをまず、やらないといけないことがあるんです。
Is plead the blood of Jesus.
まずイエスの血を塗らないといけない。
We sing the song that there's power in the blood.
私たちはこの力ある血の歌を歌います。
It was His blood is the reason why we're saved today.
彼の血によって私たちは、救われたんです。
So,We believe there's power in the blood.
私たちはなので血に力があるということを信じないといけません。
God told Moses, there's power in blood.
神はモーセに話したんです。それには力があると。
That was lamb's blood, but now there's even more power in Jesus' blood.
そのモーセの時は羊の血だったんですが、今はもっと力あるイエスの血なんです。
And so he left us an example of what we need to do to protect our homes now.
彼は私たちの見本としてどのようにお家を守るかという見本を示されました。
And we read Exodus 13 already about and the blood shall be upon for token houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not come to destroy you. Right?
もうすでに私たちはこの出エジプトでこの血を塗ることによってこの守られるという話を読みました。
You need to plead the blood.
あなたはだからこの血を塗る必要があるんです。
So you need to write that down. You need to plead the blood.
書いといてください。この書き留めてください。この血を塗る必要があると。
Because when you pray,
あなたが祈るとき、
you're going to say, I plead the blood.
私は何このとき何て言うの？血を塗る。
Over,
祈るんです。
Over my family.
私の家族のすべての上に。
Over your day.
あなた今日、day?
Day. Over the day.
すべての日に、
over my church family.
私のすべての家族のために、
and as Brother Smith Sam said, over my city, state, and nation.
自分のこの町、
nation.
と国民、民族、国民のために。
The blood of Jesus is our only counter agent. Meaning, the blood of Jesus is our only protection.
イエスの血だけが守ることができるんです。
If we believe this word, then we believe the word is true.
私たちはこの言葉を信じ、この言葉が真理ということを信じます。
And the word is living, it's alive.
言葉というのは生きているんです。
It speaks to us.
これが私たちに語っているんです。
So we need to take the word and use it and apply it to our lives.
私たちはこの言葉を通して用いて表してい
く。Okay? So I'll just give you an example of how you should pray.
どのように祈るかということ
Lord, I plead the blood over this day, over my time with you, and keep this conversation private from the enemy.
何この敵から私たちのこの何交流と時間時を守ってください。今の
役。Brother Kim, when you're at work,
そのために血を塗って守ります。
When you're at work, Brother Kian, and you feel the urge to pray, you just feel you need to pray, there's things going on or there's stresses or whatever, this is what you can pray in your mind. And the reason why I said keep the conversation private to the enemy is because
you, 私たちはこの、敵から自分たちのこのプライバシーを守らないといけないです。
Because you have to realize the enemy hears what you're saying.
敵は聞いてるんです。私たちが何と言ってるか。
The devil hears what you're saying.
悪魔は私たちが何と言ってるか聞いてるんです。
That's why when you say negative things, he's hearing that. He's like, oh.
なので私たちがネガティブなことを言うと彼は反応するんです。
You don't have trust?、
Oh. あなたを信頼してないんですね。
Well, let me mess with you on that one.
そしてそこをこのどんどんどんどんごちゃごちゃに。
We need to be careful what we say.
なので私たち何と言うか気をつけないといけないんです。
We need to cover our conversations before we talk about certain things.Especially outside of church and outside of your home.
私たちは教会の外とかお家の外とかでだからこのこあの会話するときはこの特に会話を守らないといけないんです。
Because the enemy is watching.
敵はあなたを見てるんです。
The enemy is watching.
敵はあなたを見てるんです。
And why I say the enemy is watching?
なぜ敵が見てるかというと、
because in the Bible it talks about in Exodus 22 and 18. It talks about the abominations that are unto God. Abomination is something that God hates.
呪術を行う女を生かしておいてならば、あ、神に逆らうでいいの。Abomination
って。Something that God hates.
神が忌み嫌うものを行うからです。
Okay, and we need to know that in there's scriptures that talk about certain things that we need to keep ourselves protected from, which is everything, but we need to not even be around entertain these kind of people. Yes.
自分たちを守るために祈ることを今教えるって。自分を守るために周囲のことについて祈
りなさい。Okay, we're talking about pleading the blood, but we're pleading the blood over our lives, but we need to be careful.
私たちがこのそこに血を塗ることによって何に気をつけるべき。
To not purposely be entertaining things that are not of God.
神のことでないことを何に話すのでよ。
Okay, I'm going to give you. I got these scriptures you need to read. These are scriptures that are important for you to understand that these things are still happening today.
And
they can come into your home.
Exodus 22
and
18.
Amplified says, "You shall not allow a woman to live who practices sorcery."
呪術を行う女は生かしておいてはならない。
What is it talking about? It translates sorcerer?
Sorcerer って何?
Witch? Wizard?
Witch class.
Okay. Leviticus 19, 26, 28, and 31. These are all in the Bible for you to see what you should not be doing. Yes. 22, 18, Exodus? Oh, Leviticus 19, verse
20. Mm-hmm. 26.
And I'm reading all amplified.
28,
26, 28, and 31. Ye shall not eat anything with blood. Neither shall you use magic, omens, or witchcraft, or predict events by horoscope or signs and lucky days.
あなた方は血のついたままで何も食べてはならない。まじないをしてはならない。牧戦をしてはならない。ラッキー戦っていうとあれでな、星占いもしてはならないとか、そういうことでは。
We don't believe in these things.
私たちはそういうものを信じません。
These are an abomination to God.
これは神がとても忌み嫌うものです。
And I know that we live on an island, Okinawa in particular.
私はこの沖縄に住んでて、
where they are practicing
彼らはそれらのことを練習してる。
Medium, sorcerers, witches, wizards.
この占いの勉強してたり。
But the Bible talks about mediums too.Like a human, a woman who can says she can go into a trance and see. Okay, well, let's look at the scripture that talks about this. Deuteronomy 18.
新明記の
10 through
12. 18の10 through 10から12です。18の10から12。
And I'm sorry, I should have given you guys point. I'll go back. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through fire, or who uses divination, or is a soothsayer, or an ogre, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a medium, or a wizard, or a necromancer.This person is a spirits of the dead. It's a conjuration of the spirits of the dead for purpose of magical revealing the future or involving the course of events.
You need the 10, 11, 12.
Yes. No, I'll just say the other part here.
Okay. 新明記18の10から12です。あなたのうちに自分の息子、娘に火の中を通らせる者があってはならない。占いをする者、牧者、まじない師、呪術者、呪文を唱える者、霊媒をする者、口寄せ、死人に伺いをさせる者があってはならない。これらのことを行う者は皆、主が忌み嫌われるからである。 これらの忌み嫌うべきことのためにあなたの神主はあなたの前から彼らを追い払われる。
And a necromancer, how do you say that? Necromancer is means is a conjuration, a conjuring. Yeah, I don't know either. I'm trying to tell you the Greek abbreviation.
Necromancer というのは、
It's worse. I'm trying to explain to her.
Necromancer.
That last word.
Imagine.
It is people who conjure up spirits of dead.
この死んだ霊をこの死んだ霊を霊媒師。
Yes, for purpose of magical revealing the future or influencing the course of events.
この何マジックをしたり、この未来を占ったり、influencing。
Excuse me, influencing.
Influencing.
Trying to persuade.
何で寄せてる。
Put on people. Try to get them.
この入れるやつ人でしょ。
Yes.
口寄せ、死人に占いを立てるもののことです。
Now that you have been blood bought.
What is blood bought?
Blood bought. God bought you with His blood. Filled with His Spirit.
私たちは彼の霊に満たされ。
If you did any of these things before.
もしあなたがこれらのことを以前にやっていた。
It's because you didn't know.
あなたはそれを知らなかった。
But now that you know.
だけど今はあなたはそれを知っているんです。
For you to do this.
もしあなたがそれをや
ったら。Is an abomination.
これはとても忌み嫌われている。
It is the biggest of biggest abominations.
とてもとても大きなこの忌み嫌われている。
And God hates it.
彼をこれはとても憎む。
So, now that you see, Pastor wanted me to make sure that you see these scriptures because we live in a country in Asia, not just Okinawa, all over Asia, where people worship the dead.
多くの人々がこの死人の霊をこの賛美してる。
The only person who died and came back to life was Jesus Christ.
死んで蘇られた方はイエスだけです。
Nobody else does.
他にそれをやった人はいません。
We stay away from people like this. We stay away from people like this.
彼らはそれを続けてやってるんです。
Stay away from these kind of people.
彼らはこれをその
Witches,
行っている。
Cuta
とか、
We don't go,
ないとか。
We don't go get our hands red.
私たちはヘンズレット。
You know, they tell you about your life.
ああ、手相。
We don't get cards read.
このタロットみたいな。
We don't go to some glow and they tell us our future.
誰かこのなんか水晶みたいので占いしたり。
God hates that.
神はそれをとてもこの意味嫌い。
I'm talking about とても hates it.
とても嫌います。
Okay? So this is very serious.
これはとてもこの本当に真剣なことです。
If you do that after this day, knowing what I just told you.
私が今日話したこの日の後にあなたがこれらをするの
であれば、be careful that you're not going to be damned.
とても気をつけないといけません。ダウンって何？ダメになる。
That's serious.
これは本当に真剣なことです。
He don't play with the dominations. Okay?
とても嫌うんです。
Because 12 says, For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord.And it is because of these abominable practices that the Lord your God is driving them out before you.
12です。18の12です。これらのことを行う者は皆、主が忌み嫌われるからである。これらの忌み嫌うべきことのために、あなたの神、主は、あなたの前から彼らを追い払われる。
Okay? We must know and use all the practical weapons that God has given His church if we want to be victorious.
私たちはこの霊的な戦いの武器の使い方を知らなければいけないんです。そして、
Victorious。
そして私たちは何？これで勝利を収めるってこと？あれば、はい、ありがとうございます。
The church needs everybody involved in keeping the church and the body of Christ clean and safe.
この教会のすべての人は何 involved
meaning come to church be involved in praying
教会に来て続けて教会に来て、okay、そして心を清め
being obedient to the word of God
神の言葉に従いこのイエスの体として一つでないといけない
those kind of things.
これらのことです。
Okay? Now, let's go back to the, we pled, we were pleading the blood. Now I'm going to give you another one that you can do. Claiming the blood.
Claiming. Claiming.
Yes. Psalms 19 and 13. I got to do this quick. Claiming. This is, I'm claiming it. I claim it. Mine. Mine. Claim. I'm claiming it. It's, I'm saying this is mine. But it's the word claim. Claim. Not take like I stole it, but I claim it for me. I'm claiming it. I'm not taking it. I'm claiming it. I decide this is mine, okay? Because I can. I'm the boss. I can take it. Claim the blood as it has been plied in your life. Okay. All right. Psalm, keep back thy servant also from 19. Psalms 19.
詩篇19 です。13.
13, yes. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and I shall be innocent from the great transgression.
19-13 です。あなたのしもべを傲慢の罪から守ってください。それらが私を支配しませんように。そうすれば私は全くものとなり大きな罪を免れて清くなるでしょう。
19:14 Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.
私の口の言葉と私の心の思いとが御前に受け入れられますように我が意は我が贖い主しよう。
And this is why we're doing this is because we want to continue to trust in God's mercy.
なぜ私たちがこれを続けてやるかというと続けて神の憐れみを受け入れるように。
I claim the blood, God, that I continue to trust in your mercy. Hide me in your blood and keep me from your unrighteousness. You can use it as a prayer. I'm changing the prayer now.
私たちがこの
claim it for me.
私たちのものとする清めるということは、ならなければいけない。
I claim in the name of Jesus that I continue to trust in your mercy.
私たちのものとするってこと、あなたの憐れみと
mercy, your mercy. And hide me in your blood and keep me from unrighteousness.
義の淵に私を守る。してください。
Forgive my presumptuous sins, my sins. I didn't know sins I didn't know about.
自分が分かる自分の犯した罪を、
my wickedness,
私の弱さを、
my desire to do something step, sometimes step outside the laws of God.
私の神でのことで、神のことでない思い、望みを、
search me and cleanse me.
私を調べ、私を清めてください。
In Jesus' name, I claim this.
主イエス・キリストの名によって、私のものとする。私のものとする。
Yes. And this gives, you understand by claiming it? You understand by claiming it? You're claiming it for you. You're claiming
のものとしてください。
Yes. That's why you can also claim. You can also, there's, I could just go on and on. We're going to continue this another day, but,
続けてまた他の日にもやりたい
と。There's so much.
とても多くのことがある。
There's so much exciting stuff that we,
とてもこのワクワクするこのものがある。
Because with knowledge there comes power, the Bible says. And when you know these things now, Brother Kian, now you can practice these things. The next time I ask you, have you prayed over your house? And is your house now a sanctuary of the Holy Ghost, Jesus? You're going to tell me what? What are you going to tell me? What are you guys going to tell me?
あなたは私に何と言いますか?
I ask you that.
私がそのことに対して質問したら、みんなはいと言います。
はい。はい。Okay? And especially, I want to talk to Brother Kian here, especially now that your wife...
あなたに今とても言いたいんです。特にあなたの奥さんに。
I'm kind of surprised you weren't doing it before, but... Now, you need to continue, you need to pray with your wife in their house. Don't forsake the prayer with your wife. Don't not do it. Don't forget. The family needs to get together and pray together. When you come home, you need to make a practice of pleading the blood in your home. And I say that because you need to go home and you need to do it now because you haven't done it. But there's another time that you need to do it. When you have visitors. I'm going to tell you something right now about Pastor and myself, especially me. I don't just invite anybody in my home. I know I've invited everybody in here now into my home, so it's none of you guys.
It's
nobody here. But I learned a really hard lesson about inviting spirits into my home. Because the woman is the keeper of the home. Keeper word means translated to guards the home.
守るということを言い換えるとお家をガードする保護する
protect yes. And so I'm blessed that I stay home so that I'm there.
私はとても祝福を受けてます私がお家にいれること
Brother Kian, you're not there.
ブラダキャンはそこの自分のお家
に Your wife is new in this so you got to teach her the ways.
なのであなたは奥さんにどのようにお家を守るかというのを教えなきゃいけない
So you need to be praying in the house. You need to keep the house
であなた自身が祈ってお家をこの守らないといけない。
And I'm saying even from your family.
そして家族もです。
You might find that rude, but I'm telling you, if my family were to come to my house, I would pray once they left.
Left. 家族がこのお家から出かけていったら。
Why? Because my family do not have the Holy Ghost or believe what I believe.
私の家族は私が信じているように信じてなくて聖霊も持ってないから。
I'm the only one in my family who knows about Jesus.
私が家族の中で私だけがイエスを知っていてるというすれば。
So the people in my family do things that I don't know what they do. They entertain, they drink, they I don't know what they do. I don't want to know.
飲みに行ったりとか。
But whatever they do.It's a spirit attached to everything. There's millions of spirits. Not to scare
you.
There's many spirits. So that when a visitor comes to my house and after they leave, because I have the Holy Ghost always leads me to pray. And all it is I plead the blood over the house again. Yes. Okay, what's that?
Okay.
So when they leave, I plead the blood over the house. I pray around in the house.
なので、訪問者が去ったら、私はそのイエスの血によってもう一度祈る。
I clean the house out.
もう一度、お家を清めるんです。
Because I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what people can bring in.
知らないことがあるんです。どんな霊が連れてこられてるか。
And I'm going to tell you something very serious here before I close. If you don't pray in your house after you've had visitors, I don't care what kind of visitors who you know do not serve God and they don't go to this church.
あなたがのうちに誰かが訪問者が訪ねてきたとき、この教会に
And you don't pray, and you're wondering why after weeks or days after they've gone, just things aren't right in your house, you don't feel good, you may be fighting with your spouse, or you're frustrated, or the kids are acting up, or, you know, there's just all kinds of certain weird things are starting to happen, and you're like, okay, what's going on this week? And you want to know why things are weird.
もしあなたのお家の訪問者が訪ねてきた後に、あなたがその後、お家を祈らなければあなたがこの一週間いろんな変なことが起こったり仕事でストレスが多かったり子供に何かが起こったりとかそういうあったじゃないそういうことが起こ
る It's because
なぜなら
there are things lingering we all have a, we either have a good spirit or a bad spirit so there are things lingering
なぜならお家にいい霊と悪い霊がそこで渦巻いてるでいいの
So it's like the wife takes the broom and they sweep. We sweep the house with our prayers. We pray in the house. You understand? Does anybody have any questions about this? Now, as long as I've been in this church, I've never taught this or pastor. So this is, some people, maybe this is way new and all that, and you may not understand it, and you may, but I backed it up with scripture. You may not understand it. You may have questions. But it's backed up by the Word of God. If you have any questions or concerns, because once you start to do this, you're going to see things different. I'm going to tell you. You know, you think the pastor and I cannot be attacked, or spirits can end up bothering us and causing problems in our life. It's very true. It can happen to us. We had visitors in our house, and there was a child and things and a mother, and I didn't think anything of it because I was being the pastor's wife and giving of my heart and wanting to just love them and give them everything and let them in the house, and I just kept doing it. But I knew that I was feeling something weird. You know, and I would pray and I would talk to the pastor about it, and I would say, you know what, something's not right. And pastor always says that I'm his radar.
I'm like an antenna.
Pastor says you feel all that stuff. I don't. So what is it? I told him it's something we need to pray. Well, we prayed, but I didn't know what exactly it was, so it didn't go away.
Did not.
Because I kept letting the people come into the house. And these particular people were purposely bringing things into the house and causing division in my house. Division, separating. You know, we were me and Pastor were upset. I was upset at him, and he was frustrated with me because I'm frustration, anger. And the Lord finally spoke to me. Sometimes you think the Lord, you know, the Lord probably speaking to you, you're not listening because you're focusing on, I gotta help, works of God. This is how I was thinking, and God was like, and one day in prayer, I stayed home because I was just tired of something feeling weird in my house. So I didn't go to outreach this particular day.
I wouldn't go.
And so I was like, okay, you know. I was feeling good that day, but he didn't know why. Okay. I was feeling good, but he didn't know why I didn't want to go. But I had to pray. I had to pray by myself. I got in my house and I began to plead the blood. And I began to curse and rebuke the spirit that was in my house. Curse and rebuke it, and told it to go back where it came from. Go back in the name of Jesus. Yes. And I even opened my front door because it was that bad, Brother Yoshida. It was that bad. I opened my front door, and I took a broom and I swept it out, and I told it to get out. In the name of Jesus. And that was it. They came home. They saw me. Like, what's going on? I'm like, things are good now. It's gone. You understand? So we've got the power. It's in the Holy Ghost. Pastor has taught us the armor. I told you today about having a clear, pure and clean and repentant heart. I told you about pleading the blood, claiming the blood for your life, for your family. And we're going to continue this because Pastor said I can continue going on in the future because this is very important. And there's a lot of new people here who do not know. Sometimes things are happening in your life and you don't know why things are going wrong. And it's because you're entertaining spirits that are evil. Unaware. And you don't even know. So we need to take that and you need us to stand right now. We're going to end this and we're going to pray out. And Brother Ishida, I want you to pray for the Japanese, please. Covering over their minds, protection as they go, because what we talked about tonight is very empowering. Yes, Japanese need to pray over there with Brother Ishida as he claims that please the blood over your minds, because this is serious. And you need to be, this is empowering you, but you need not to be afraid because you have the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And that's the devil. Jesus Christ that's in me than he, the devil, that's in the world. We have the power. So you let's pray. Let's all pray. I'm going to pray in English and you pray in Japanese. Japanese first. Go, Dozo.
Hi. Over every mind in this place and over their hearts tonight, oh God. I ask you to go with them, oh, go before them, oh Lord Jesus, and protect them and keep their minds safe, God. Give them rest tonight, oh God. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your word tonight, God.